Lumber Tuesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tier off NFL head coaches today, Keith. What do we have for tiers?
Yeah, so all 32 head coaches, and we're going to look ahead here. I think the top tier, we're going to give GOAT a break. Bill Belichick's not in this list. We're going to give GOAT a break. Top tier is going to be the best around.
Ooh, I like that.
That's going to get stuck in your head.
That's nice.
But that's the top tier. Those are the best coaches around.
We should use that more. We should use that not just for today. We should use that more.
Add it to the pile.
Yeah, great.
And then we'll see which show on the station uses it next. The second tier down. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Okay. We don't necessarily agree they should be crowned.
So this is the thing.
Yeah.
Think of this tier.
You can crown them.
You can crown them. But they're not going to win the whole thing, right? They're clearly a step down from the best around.
They're not the best
around. But they're good.
Around.
They're not the best around.
You can crown them.
Crown their ass.
Yeah.
All right, third tier. That's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Self-explanatory.
Was that Rossi talking about WrestleMania?
It was Rossi talking about something he didn't like.
All right, fourth tier. Can't win with them.
Cannot win with them.
Yeah,
not very good.
And then the bottom tier. Now, this will also be when we do our predictions in a couple of short weeks. First coach fired alert.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Hold on a second. So we're going to take.
Perfect. Great drop, Nick. That's
I don't
perfect.
Like that
Thank
drop.
You. Yeah, good.
Delete it from the system. So first coach fired alert. So okay. I think that should get us going here.
Okay.
All right. Billy's going to fire off some coaches, then we're going to tier them.
All right, first up, we'll go alphabetical order. Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon. I mean...
My first instinct is to say, it's all right. Maybe you can't win with him.
I would go can't win with him.
Cannot win with him.
I have no attachment there.
Right. They felt like a pesky little team last year, but at the end of the day...
Maybe for the frisky tier, they are
the Cardinals.
Yeah. No, the Cardinals.
You're not winning with him.
No.
Yeah.
It just seems like he's there for a little bit, then it'll be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons, Raheem Morris.
Ooh, maybe the same.
Yeah, it might be.
Might be a crowded tier.
Can't win with them?
Cannot win with them.
I don't feel good about that.
No.
Okay. What else we got?
Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh.
Ooh. I like John Harbaugh. I don't know.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Or is he better than that?
I think he's best around.
You think he's one of the best around? I kind of do, too. I'm pro John Harbaugh. Now, I know when he was crying about the Patriots not, you know, lining up and like, oh, that's a trick play and whatever else. Like, that's lame. It doesn't mean he's not lame. But he's a great coach.
They're good every year.
They're the Super Bowl favorites this year.
They've won a Super Bowl with Flacco. They've been to AFC title games with Lamar. They haven't won again with Lamar.
They
but
won
he's
a
done
Super
it with,
Bowl with Joe Flacco.
He's done it with
AFC
different quarterbacks.
Championship game with Lamar. I thought Lamar's knock was that he couldn't win.
Say it again?
You said they just went in AFC championship game with Lamar.
I said they were in the I meant to say anyway. They were in the AFC title game.
I don't think they were.
Last year? Yeah, they lost to the Chiefs.
Was that the AFC championship game?
Yeah.
Last year? No, they lost to the Bills in the divisional round.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the Mark Andrews game? That was against Buffalo? No, they've been. I'm sorry. Haven't they been to an AFC title game?
No,
that was the year before.
I thought they couldn't.
No, 23.
I'm sorry. It was 2 years ago.
They lost
to the Chiefs 2 years ago. Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
It was 17 to 10.
Yeah.
It was like a terrible
gross
game.
Lamar turned it over a bunch. Yeah. No, but I would have Harbaugh in that tier.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh.
John.
We're not just lumping the Harbaughs together like everybody else.
No. The Harbaugh Bowl. Two brothers. All right, go ahead.
Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott.
So I don't really like Sean McDermott, but I think that's more of a me thing. I think you probably got to put him in. Crown him. Yeah.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
I think that's the right
spot. I think you have to.
Yeah.
They win a lot of games. They have not won the big game.
He was in the AFC title game.
Thank you.
There you go. That's what it is. Sorry, mixing my years and games up.
That's probably the most likely AFC championship game this year, right, would be those two guys.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales.
Cannot win with him.
I like him a little bit. I got to be honest. Can't win with him is totally fair, but I would put him on it's all right.
It's all right. I'll put him on it's all right.
I like him.
Yeah.
I liked his offense in Tampa. I think they were.
Is he the sex addict?
Yes.
What was his thing?
Yeah.
He was super into that.
Yeah, he wrote the book about how he cheated on his wife.
Him and his wife wrote a book. His wife made him write a book about cheating on her, I would imagine.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever helps heal some wounds.
Well, you know, they love love, so they're still together.
Really loved love.
Guy loved love the most. Love maybe a little too much.
But yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, that was part of the problem is how much he loved love.
That's where I want to put him.
All right, put Canales there because he did start to turn around Bryce Young a little bit. I know you were in
on
that.
Arrow up at the end
of
the year.
Yeah, they were.
I like him.
Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson.
The best around.
No.
No, you can't. You can't go there.
It's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
You want to go higher than that.
How do you tier, I guess sort of the same way you would tier rookie quarterbacks when we did quarterbacks, like rookie head coaches. There's nothing to fall back on. Like there's nothing there. There's no like, oh, he was bad here. Or he was good here.
You have to rule out, to me, the tippity top tier.
Okay. And the bottom tier.
You want to crown him? Some people might want to crown him. Maybe that's the best spot for him.
I want to crown him.
Yeah, let's put him there.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
If you want to crown him, then crown her.
It's a useful tier in that way.
That was to you, Keith.
All right.
Directly. Yeah.
I know. I will.
Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor.
But yeah, it's all right.
I think maybe can't win with him. They made a Super Bowl.
I think you got to go, it's all right. Yeah.
But that's, I mean, there should almost be like another tier for like, I got an awesome quarterback.
Actually, is he on the hot seat?
First coach fired alert? How about this? Slow start for the Bengals. What are we saying about him then? We're not saying he's all right then.
Yeah.
First coach fired alert?
I don't think he's there.
Expectations are high, though.
I don't think he's there.
Okay.
I think it's all right.
He's all right.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost it.
You want to break a tie? Break the tie. Where do you want him?
You can't say you can't win with them because they made a Super Bowl, but then he missed the playoffs. He lost to the Patriots last year.
Sure.
I think Nick might be right. First coach fired alert because I think the expectations are there and he's been there long enough.
All right, Billy.
He kind of fits the criteria.
Where do we put him? First coach fired alert.
Wow. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Okay. That feels harsh.
He's on alert.
I don't even like him, but that feels harsh.
On alert.
By the way, text line is saying that Lamar has not been to an AFC title game. He has.
He has.
I had the year wrong. It was 2023. He's been there. Yeah. Okay, next.
Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski.
I think he's in it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, I kind of like
Stefanski. Yeah, it's all right.
I like Stefanski. He's got this quarterback dilemma he's going to deal with this year, so good luck to him.
Yeah, Flacco, easy.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh, that.
Cannot win with him.
Cannot win with
him. I think it's lower.
Oh, really?
I think it might be
first
lower.
Coach fired alert?
Well, it's Jerry. Well, you know what? Jerry
keeps his coaches.
This is a good point. Nick actually said this before the show. We should stick him on.
Keeps
Jason
his coach.
Garrett should have been fired 100 times.
That's a great point. He's not going to get fired right away.
They all stay way too long.
He's eventually going to get fired.
Oh, no doubt. Without winning.
They got no real without chance winning. Of winning anything. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Can't win with him. Right. Can't win with him. That's right.
Denver Broncos and Sean Payton.
All right. So where is Sean Payton? I would put him on if you want to crown him.
Okay.
But he has won.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put him at best around by a long shot. I think he's closer to it's all right, but if you want to put him on the second tier, I don't hate it. He did get my guy Bo Nix to the playoffs last year. So, you know, there is sort of like a little bit of a – I mean, he won that Super Bowl a long time ago. I guess the same argument could be made about Harbaugh, but I think Harbaugh has had more winning seasons, and he's been in the league the whole time.
Yeah,
Payton left for
I was
bit.
Super down on Payton going into last year, but I think – you now have to look at Payton as a Super Bowl winning coach and put some stock in it because he just made the playoffs last year. I would have him on that tier.
Second tier.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell.
Love him.
If you want to crown him, then crown
their ass. Yeah, let's put him there.
That's the right
obviously
place.
Obviously, you're not winning the whole thing, but they were so good last year. Let's see what they do this year. I do expect a big
regression.
Drop-off. I think the big drop-off, not to give all my picks away, I think Detroit and Kansas City really fall back.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Down on KC.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's the right place for Campbell, though.
Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur.
Well,
if you want to crown him,
I was going to say, I don't know how many of those we could jam into this tier. I don't even know how crowded it is.
You
want to
go there?
Where do you think he's all right? He's in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's closer to it's all right than he is obviously the best around, but he has won a lot of games.
Yeah.
Just not the big ones.
No.
So, yeah. All right. That's good.
Houston Texans. Wow. The video game Tekken.
I love Tekken.
Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans.
All right.
So back-to-back years, right? He's only been the head coach for 2 years. He's won the division 2 years in a row?
If we're being if we're being fair, you know, you probably got to say if you want to crown him. I feel like he's closer to it's all right.
I'd rather put him in it's all right.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think part of it is like the division's been so bad the last couple of years.
And, you know, I feel like a lot of that's Stroud. I know Stroud didn't have the strongest year last year, but a lot of that's Stroud. I mean, LaFleur's done it with a few different quarterbacks. So to me, I would put him there.
Indianapolis Colts, Shane Spikeman.
He's in the mix to be first fired.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
All right.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Definitely in the mix to be first out, Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Cohen.
Oh, my God, that's your guy.
Does he need his own tier?
Duval.
Duval.
That guy's a creep.
Can't win with him?
Can't win with him.
Okay.
Yeah, can't win with him. The press conferences alone, like, I was like, hey, I like his offense, but I'm good.
I mean, that was the guy I wanted the Patriots to hire right up until I heard the introductory press conference. Then I said, hey,
they made a great decision passing up on that guy.
Burrow.
Cannot win with him.
Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
All right. You hate the Chiefs over there, apparently, but yeah, that's where you can put
him
there.
He's great.
You're okay, okay with him there?
No, he's excellent.
Okay.
The GOAT!
Yeah. Well, maybe. Arguably.
He could be.
Some would say.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, Pete Carroll.
But yeah, it's all right.
I think that's the right place
for him. Yeah, I don't want to put him too high.
And look, not to be inconsistent.
He did win a Super Bowl.
But Sean Payton's backed it up with like a recent successful year. I need Pete Carroll to show he can make the playoffs in the Raiders before we put him back on that.
He was going the downside, then was out of football. Yeah. So yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh.
I would put him on the crown him tier.
I would too.
I feel like a lot of people want to crown. He's a notch below.
No. Crown him.
Yeah.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
We got a lot of crown hims.
Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay.
Goat. Oh, yeah. That's the best around.
Big fan. There's a lot of pushback here or in New England, I feel like, on McVay, just because Bill beat him in a Super Bowl. But that was a long time ago, and then he recovered. Then he turned it around and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and his team's always in the playoffs.
Patriots fans are threatened. Bill Belichick fans are threatened by a young coach
McVay's,
who wins at a high level.
He's great, though.
Yeah.
That's a stud.
Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel.
So I used to like
him.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Oh, that's even stronger.
Fired alert.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
First coach fired alert. I like him, but like the shine has come off, and I think it fits the criteria, though. Like the guys in the bottom tier, the way we're looking at it, might be better coaches than the guys directly above them, but they have expectations, and they've been there longer.
He's a broken guy, too. Did you guys see this? Like, hey, what's so good about this morning is like another day closer to death.
We were talking about that leaving camp one day.
Great line.
Which, honestly, good outlook on life.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. It's coming for all of us.
Uh-huh.
Someday the sun is going to come smashing into the earth or vice versa. Yeah. Okay. What else?
We'll be playing fantasy football in the sky.
Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell.
Goat.
Yeah, I think he's got to be best around. Now, give me the best around tier right now, Keith. Who's on there?
John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay.
Okay, they've all won.
I know.
This guy hasn't.
But he hasn't been in the league that long.
Okay.
He hasn't been a head coach that long.
I'm fine with putting him up
there. No. I think what he did with Darnold, they won 14 games with the Vikings last year, and Sam Darnold.
We might be crowning him a touch early, but I think he belongs.
But I also think he deserves to be above all the guys that we have.
Agreed.
And crown him.
Agreed.
New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
All right, so before we decide, what did Courtney say about him after they interviewed him yesterday?
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
Oh, he's hard as they come.
Hard as they come?
Should that be its own tier?
I think that should be its own tier.
Mike Vrabel, hard as they come. Now, where does that
fit? So for me personally, looking at this list, I would put him in between the crown him and the it's all right. I'd rather have him than the it's all right guys.
Okay.
But probably below the crown him.
Okay, let me hear the breakdown one more time. What was Courtney's
pick? I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
All right, hard as they come.
Hard as they come.
That's right in between the crown.
Harder they come, harder they fall.
It's all right tier. That's a good place.
Fair stop.
I'm going to
All right. Well, that's not the name of the tier. All right, we got to get moving here. We got a bunch of
New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore.
Cannot win with him.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay, yeah.
You think they're going to win with the Saints? I kind of like his scheme, but they're not winning.
No.
Quarterbacks are terrible, yeah.
Giants, Brian Daboll.
So unfortunately,
the fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Why do you say unfortunately?
I like Daboll.
Why?
I like Daboll. I think I like what he did with Josh Allen. He was here. He's a Patriots coach. I think he is a good coach, actually. So that's why I mean that. I think he is pretty good. He's been dealt a tough hand there. And they paid Daniel Jones and not Saquon Barkley. And they're like, still win, please. Keep winning games, please. Like, that's tough.
Okay.
A tough sell.
I mean, he had Jones and Barkley prior to that and didn't win.
Yeah.
But okay. That's he's first coach fired alert. Yeah.
Jets and Aaron Glenn.
I mean, can't win.
Cannot win with him.
Can't win with him. Or do you want to put him on all right?
I can't. That's probably the right place for him, yeah.
Eagles, Nick Sirianni.
Crown him?
It's all right?
Let's put him on it's all right.
It's all right.
I don't think he's
won
a Super
Bowl.
So harsh.
I know, but like I thought he was going to get fired like right up until he won the Super Bowl.
Do not let the Philly fans who saw the AJ Brown trade rumors, do not let them see this.
They're going to get hot.
Don't let them see this.
Tag
please.
WIP on this when we post it.
It's all right. Okay, good.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin.
That's if you want to crown him.
A guy won a Super Bowl, but like, you're not winning the big game. Like you're somehow, he's a good coach, so he does deserve to be up there that high. Yeah, but like 9-8 losing the first round, 10-7 losing the first round, 9-8 losing the first round. Like, that's what it is.
It's all right if that's what you're trying to do.
No, I think he's good.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Like, I think right now he's better than Vrabel.
Let's put him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
49 is Kyle Shanahan.
Same.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
It's a busy tier, but they all kind of deserve to be there.
That's the right place.
Yeah.
For him, for sure. Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald.
Okay, he won 10 games as a first-year coach last year with Geno.
But yeah, it's all right.
But I still think that's where you put him, but like, I wonder if we're just not giving him enough respect. But yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Buccaneers and Todd Bowles.
Same.
But yeah, it's all right.
I don't think he's a good coach, but they win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Titans and Brian Callahan.
Can't win with
Cannot
him.
Win with him.
Fired?
No. I bet he'll stay there one more year.
He's got
at
a
least.
Leash with Cam.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick him there.
Okay.
Washington Commanders and Dan Quinn.
Let me toss out.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Hard as they come.
I think. No. Because Vrabel got in there.
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
If Vrabel got in there and was pulling guys off the pile, he didn't.
Dan Quinn didn't get in there.
He's just standing there. I think he's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not. No one wants to crown him. So
no, nobody wants to crown him. That's true. He's not really. In fact, he might be underrated.
He's all right. Where do we put Taylor on the it's all right tier?
Yeah, we did.
And Quinn's been to a Super Bowl. So yeah, let's put him there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all right.
All right, here we go. We got the list of it. And I just have the photos here, so I could screw this up. I don't have the names written in front of me. I just have their faces.
Great.
So this is going to be more of a test for me than anything else.
Perfect.
The best around, John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell.
I think that's a great tier.
The four horsemen of the NFL.
I think that's a great tier.
I think it's pretty good. The if you want to crown them, then crown their ass tier. Sean McDermott, Ben Johnson, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, Matt LaFleur, Jim Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Kyle Shanahan.
It's busy.
It is.
But I think we nailed it.
It's tied for the biggest tier.
Yep.
Hard as they come tier.
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
Mike Vrabel.
Perfect.
The it's all right tier. Dave Canales, Kevin Stefanski, D'Amico Ryans, Pete Carroll, Nick Sirianni. Who is that? Mike McDonald, I think?
Probably.
Yeah. Todd Bowles and Dan Quinn.
Okay.
The can't win with them tier is.
Got to be busy.
Gannon, Morris. Yep. Liam Cohen,
sure.
Kellen Moore, Aaron Glenn, and two other dudes.
Okay, two more dudes. Yep. Sure.
And then the first coach fired alert would be Zachary Taylor, Shane Steichman, Mike McDaniel, and Brian Daboll.
I don't know. Oh, yes, Mike McDaniel. Sorry. I was thinking of Mike McDonald. I'm getting all my
the McDonald's, the Callahan's, the Shanahan's.
Mike McDaniel is supposed to be there. Yes, we got it.
Yeah,
we got it.
The Schottenheimers. Schottenheimer's also one of the guys in the camera with him. I think we might have nailed it.
I think at the end of the day, perfect tiers. No pushback, no argument, I would imagine.
Nope.
In the Twitch chat or on the text line, we'll monitor that. We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Make sure you keep an eye on our socials at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, for the coaching tiers on a Tier Tuesday.